You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 178.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Hey guys, hello blenders. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone. We're back. Medyo matagal tayo nawala. Saka ko na sasabihin ko ano yung mga pangyayari, pero I'm glad to be back. Hindi ko alam kung alam ni Eunice yun, but I'm happy to have with us today for our Freelance Blend podcast interview. We have with us the social media manager of Paystaff and the working remote conference, si Ms. Eunice Arpet. Hello, Eunice.
Hello, guys. Good morning. Good morning.
So, nakilala...
Actually, Eunice Arpet is my full name. my last name is Punzalan. So, ginagamit... Screen name.
Screen name? So, babanggit diba natin yung Punzalan?
Okay or na Arpet. Po yan.
Okay na yung Arpet. Screen name. Para ka pala artista.
Oh, medyo may mga artista ka. Ano tayo dyan? Joke lang po.
So, paano ba tayo nagkilala? So, nakilala ko si Eunice. Kailan ba yun? Mga April or May?
There April was this... sa isang conference din. Sa isang summit.
Yeah.
Sa Paranya.
Hindi, yung dinner. Okay. So, then, March. I think March yun yung Digital Nomad Summit.
Freedom Summit, yes.
Freedom Summit. And then, I met you personally sa yung dinner for influencers hosted by Paystaff. Tapos na-mention mo na listener ka na show na nagulat ako na may listener pala tayo. And then,
kasi nakikinig lang ako dati. Tapos sabi ko, uy, may podcast pala ang mga freelancers, I should listen to this guy. And I was like, nag-PM po ako sa inyo sa Instagram. I don't know, you're not that active din kasi sa Instagram eh. Tapos sabi ko, ah, baka busy si Sir Marv. Tapos, ayun, now it's happening. I'm so...
Hindi ako sumagot. Hindi mo sinabi yun.
Mukhang hindi nyo po pa na-open until now.
check ko lang ah. So doon tayo nagkilala sa dinner hosted by Paystaff and I met the team and nandun din yung mga ibang influencers sa freelancing industry and yeah, thank you for inviting us to that. Ako, punta nga ako doon, feeling ko wala akong kilala dito pero syempre ako basta mga ganyang event talagang pinupuntahan natin. And then we met at the PISCON again sa anong sa Clark. That was kailan ba 'yon? June?
July.
July, okay. So that's where we again met and ayun, mas maraming mga tao doon, mas maraming freelancers. So now it's hindi tayo talagang nakapag-usap ng mabuti kasi nga puro event yung napuntahan. So this is an opportunity for us to get to know you and also yung company and the event that you're having which we'll talk about later. So siguro before that, can you talk about first who is Eunice and what do you do?
So gawin lang natin siyang short. I started freelancing in 2017 out of tiredness and sobrang pagod na ako sa politika sa office. Although I've been working 3.5 years na since then sa corporate. So I was into the business development, marketing, and product researching when I was in the corporate. And then okay. I found freelancing sa JobStreet. Nag-apply lang ako sa isang agency and then I got hired after 1 week lang, nakapag-start na ako mag-work. Prior to that kasi, nag-hire na ako ng mga freelancers nung nasa corporate ako. So, nag-outsource talaga kami. So, I know that the freelancing industry back in 2014 was already booming. Pero, I don't have that courage to do home base kasi nga, fresh grad ka, so you wanted to experience working in a corporate. Tapos, I know na malaki na rin yung kita sa freelancing, pero... Back then kasi ang isip pag fresh grad ka, you wanted to climb the corporate ladder. So I was one of that few people na ganun yung mindset. And then, in 2017, sabi ko, nakapagod na yung biyahe ko kasi from San Mateo Rizal to Binondo, Manila, I was traveling daily. And that's Monday to Saturday. Sabi ko, I'm not living the life na balance. And I really felt sorry for myself. And then, sugatan ka rin sa mga tao. So ayun, so and so forth. So I decided freelancing. First 7 months of my freelancing experience was sobrang shaky. Kasi I was transitioning pa nung panahon na yun. Ang nasa mindset ko pa rin, gusto ko pa rin mag-work in the corporate. I was working four hours a day lang nun. So part-time lang siya. Well, at the same time, I was looking for a corporate job. And then, it happened 2018, my freelancing breakthrough came. And then, I had 2 clients in 2018 ng June. And then, end of 2018, I received the biggest break kasi I have multiple clients and hindi ko inakala na ma-achieve ko yung X amount. So, hindi ko sabihin. Sa freelancing, I was like, kung nasa corporate ako, I have to be like the VP or the VP of marketing to achieve this kind of money. So, sabi ko, parang nakapagod na rin na puro sarili ko lang. When pay staff came in, they become my client. Nakita ko na they would like to help the community. That's why we started Filipino Freelancers with Australian Client. I managed that community. And by the span of, I think, magwa 1 year na kami sa October, we grew it from 0 to going 15,000 na as of the moment. So, ayun. So that's my journey. And that's how I become a freelancer. And I love it. And I cannot see myself going back to the corporate. Actually, doon na ako sa scaling up. Papunta na tayo sa, I wanted to do better. Tanggalin yung sarili ko sa legwork, tapos mag-manage na ng tao to the work for clients. So, ayun, doon na po tayo papunta.
Yeah. Well, first of all, kudos to you for discovering the beauty of freelancing at a very young age. Comparison to my age, sana na-discover ko na rin yung freelancing at your age. But hindi ko na mababalik yon. So, I'm just happy for yung mga young ones na na-discover yung freelancing after going through corporate. Kasi imagine ako, I worked like 18 years in the corporate world and saka ko lang na-discover yung freelancing. Pero nagulat ako na na-discover mo freelancing through JobStreet. So, yes. Pwede pa. So baka may mga naghahanap diyan na puro sa mga ibang freelance marketplace pero they don't know na pwede pala sa JobStreet. So can you talk about that?
So JobStreet, wala silang specific page for freelancers. You have to use the keyword home base or freelancer para mahanap niyo yung mga job posting. Actually, we created an article sa Paystaff kasi down nga yung site ngayon. A blog about how people can find freelance gig or freelance work or home-based work sa JobStreet because they allow it.
Yeah. Oh, that's something na not a lot of people are talking about actually. Ngayon ko lang rin narinig sa'yo. But ako, actually, when I was also looking for freelance work na local, apart from JobStreet, may Caliber, may LinkedIn jobs, meron ding mga freelancing gigs. So, tip sa ating mga listeners and viewers, don't be parang kung hindi kayo makapasok sa mga freelance or makakuha ng clients sa mga freelancing platforms, you can also try mga job platforms like JobStreet. And then you talk about let's go muna yung sa community. Hindi natin napag-usapan kanina before this.
Yung
Facebook group na binuo nyo. So, can you talk about that again? And maybe people can also join that?
Sure. So, Filipino Freelancers with Australian Client, by the name itself, was created for Filipinos who wanted to have a day job. Kasi di ba pag freelancer, ang iniisip nila, US night shift agad, so parang US business hours. So, hindi alam ng karamihan na merong mga home-based na upang umaga, which is Australian time zone and sa UK time zone.
Kasi medyo mahaba yung title ng group nyo. Filipino freelancers with Australian clients. Okay.
Yes, correct. So, yun, we created that in October 2018 para ma-capture yung mga Pinoy na gustong mag-work na pang-umaga. Kasi nga, kaya ka nga nag-freelance, you wanted to be with your family. So, kung baliktad din yung mundo nyo, eh, mahihirapan ka rin balansehin yung mga bagay-bagay. So, that's the initial goal of the community. And then, we moved into helping them, equipping them with the right tools, with the right knowledge, by inviting mga nauna na na mga Filipino freelancers. So, the community is actually open for everyone who just want to give back to the people and to the next wave of Filipino freelancers. So, we're not making money out of it. It's just that it's a community that really wanted to help. And then, si Filipino Freelancers with Australian Clients is one of the arm of the Working Remote Conference right now. They are one of the biggest supporter. I think 40% of the attendees are coming from the community. Mm-hmm. When we created it, yung ginawa kong funnel would be, kasi nung existing pa si Pay Staff, it still exists. Nung ginawa ko yung funnel to the group, coming from Pay Staff ads, may option doon that they will join the group. Kasi most of the people who's asking how, wala silang place to go to. So, para malaman nila yung about sa freelancing, sinasabi namin na sumali sila sa group. And then I created units from how to get started, pag-usapan lahat ng mga freelancing roles, how to get paid. Basically, all the things na kailangan malaman ng isang newbie nandun sa units. And actually, nakakatuwa kasi nakareceive ako ng mga testimonials na may mga ilan nila na nakakakuha sila ng trabaho, which nag-start lang sila from zero. Sinunod lang nila, pinakinggan lang nila, which ganun din naman yung ginawa ko, nakinig din naman ako sa iba. In-apply lang nila. And then they were able to get a gig.
No, that's nice. Gusto ko lang balikan, no? So, yung group, Facebook group, this is on Facebook, Filipino Freelancers with Australian Clients. So, this open also to people who would like to get, kahit wala pang clients na Australian. So, hindi necessarily dapat may Australian client ka para makapasok ka. Kasi yun yung pangalan, eh.
Yes. Tama
so,
po
those
yan.
Who are interested, kunyari may American client ka ngayon, gusto mo mag... diversify sa Australia naman. So, you can join. So, this is open to everyone. Tama.
Yes, it's open for everyone. Wala po tayong restriction. For clients' perspective naman, may mga ilan-ilan na Australian client doon. But we wanted to make the community kasi na safe for freelancers na hindi sila ma-judge ng client pag nag-post sila. So, fini-filter din namin. Actually, we're thinking of creating a different community naman for those people from Australia who wanted to hire remote workers. Yeah.
So, you mentioned yung advantage ng working with Australian clients. One of the advantages is the time difference. So, maraming time zone ng Australia. I think meron yan from exactly same time zone
sa Perth sa WA. Perth,
up and to then, mga
2 to 3 hours. Yes.
2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Kasi ako may New Zealand client, pero mga 4 hours. Pero pag pumunta sa Australia, same time. So, pero apart from that, so sabi mo nga, ang top clients ng mga Pinoy freelancers, American. So, why should they also consider working with Australian clients?
I think it will depends on what they're trying to achieve sa lifestyle nila. Kasi may mga US client naman na na flexible yung binibigay na time, working time for their Filipino staff. With Australian kasi, pag nagtrabaho ka ng from 6 to 3, you have plenty of things to do para sa sarili mo at para sa pamilya mo. So that's number one. For those who wanted to have a balanced lifestyle, na parang kung hindi pa nila kayang mag-work ng nakadisiplina, like nandun pa rin sila sa office 9 to 8, ganun, pero nasa bahay, I think it's good to get started with Australian. Pangalawa, okay yung kultura nila. madali naman sila makatrabaho. Mas mahaba yung pasensya nila eh. At saka, one thing na na-discover ko sa mga previous clients ko, very appreciative sila. They use positive words to uplift you as their staff. Like, yung simpleng, without you, I would never think na magagawa ko to. Yung mga ganun, one thing na I really love about my client na 1.5 years na, yung isa, sobrang supportive siya sa ginagawa ko because he knows I have working remote. And alam niya na nagtotok ako sa community. He sabi niya sa akin, I wanted you to keep on pushing yourself para, ayun, ganun sila. So, kung gusto mo ng boss na okay yung kultura ng pag-aalaga sa'yo, then opt in to Australians. And then, siguro yung ano, if you really wanted to emerge into their culture, para hindi lang US yung option, meron ding Australia na yun. Siguro yung downside lang would be the exchange rate. Kasi kung magiging honest talaga tayo, mas mataas talaga yung rate ng US dollars compared to Australian dollars. So, ayun. Pero may paraan naman kasi eh. Depende yan sa pag-market mo sa sarili mo para makakuha ka ng premium Australian client.
Yeah, maganda na banggit mo yung exchange rate. Pero magta-transition into yung next topic. Pero I'd like to add rin na yun, hinihintay ko sabihin mo yung number two yung culture eh. Kasi I also work with Australian clients. And parang pansin ko, again, personally, parang mas mabait sila than Americans. I'm sorry, I'm not also being hindi naman same race naman sila, but bias. But yun yung experience ko with a few comparing my Australian versus American clients. And they're all supportive din sila. If with your other, like ako rin ganun, like you na I have another business which is freelance blender. So yeah, tama, parang ganun nga yung siguro ang hirap explain eh, pero parang iba eh, parang mas may konting lang siguro in between American and Pinoy, na Pinoy sobrang malambing, so siguro in between, tama ba ako?
Yeah, medyo malambing din kasi yung pagsasalita nila. Tapos parang hindi mo sobrang ramdam yung pagkahalimbawa na inis sila sa'yo. Nakakatawa pa nga pa yung sinasabi nila, you're a bummer or annoying. Yung gano'n yung mga terms nila. And it's funny kasi parang sinasabi ko ka sa client ko kasi cool din siya. Sabi niya, inis, you know what, na pagkausap kita nakaka-uplift. Kasi siya din eh. Ganun din yung personality. Sobrang uplifting din.
Match so, kayo.
Kaya maganda rin. Siguro swerte lang din ako din sa nakuha kong kliyente.
Okay, so yeah, pareha tayong experience. Nabanggit mo nga yung forex, yung isa sa mga downside, yung financially siguro yung exchange rate. Syempre US 50 plus. Ano na bang Australian mga
nagre-run ang Australian ng, kung ako nagkakamali, 35. Or bumabagsak nga siya actually.
So because of that, I think pwede natin pag-usapan yung company mo na Paystaff, which is paystaff.com.au. You mentioned na for now naka-post lang, but you'll be back in October. Pero can you talk about yung para saan yung Paystaff?
Sure. So paystaff.com.au is actually a payment solution platform for Filipinos na may Australian client na. So if you are finding ways how your client can pay you from Australia to the Philippines, Paystaff is one should be on your list as an option. Okay. Kasi we provide a better foreign exchange rate, medyo near sa mid-market range compared to what the bank is offering. So when I actually experienced that kasi dati, no, hindi ko pa alam yung Paystaff or yung other payment platform, nag-bank-to-bank ako, sobrang laki ng kaltas. Siguro mga mabot 2,000 mahigit yun. So, it hurts. 2,000 plus is 2,000 plus. Malaki pambayad ka ng billion. So, if you are actually can save that kind of amount monthly. So opt into to pay staff. Currently, pay staff is naka-cease operation kami, all because may mga inayos lang kaming legalities in Australia. But we will be back soon. Hopefully by October, but I don't know yet. I cannot assure, but it's gonna be back. It is founded by our Filipina CEO that is based in Sydney, who is Rika Jankolowski. She owns a remittance company in Australia. And right now, she's branching out to the freelancer market. Kasi nga, she was a freelancer and currently still a freelancer. And nasa outsourcing business din siya.
Mm-hmm. So, siguro sa mga, para mas maintindihan na, is pay staff parang a replacement to PayPal? Ganun ba?
It is, if you have an Australian client, say, you have plenty of Australian clients sa perspective ng mga VA agency owners. Mm. And if you are using PayPal, I'm not saying it's bad to use PayPal.
Mm.
Ang laki ng sina-charge ng PayPal sa'yo when you receive money. And may charge din dun sa client nila sa Australia. So, if you are finding for a better option wherein you're gonna save more money, mas maganda na gumamit ka ng PayStaff. Kasi PayStaff has the license to collect money in Australia and send it back to the Philippines. We're also licensed in BSP. So, ayun, mayroon kaming infrastructure and it's all good and working. Naka-pause lang right now. And it can help a lot of VA agency owners to, you know, get a better solution to receive money. Para naman sa perspective ng single freelancer, it would depend kung malaki yung nare-receive mong pera sa kliyente mo sa Australia, PayStaff should be your option. One of your options. If not, then stick to whatever you have right now. Kasi mas malaking amount, mas malaking depend. Kasi nagbe-base din kasi diba sa percentage with PayPal percentage. And TransferWise and other payment solution. With PayStaff kasi, walang charge sa Filipino. Ang charge lang would be doon sa kanilang kliyente, which is a flat rate of 7 Australian dollars.
Mm-hmm. So, if I'm a freelancer, I just need a bank account para saan man transfer yung payment, plus a PayStaff account. Tama ba?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, the client needs to be on PayStaff din para doon niya ipapadala yung payment.
That's
okay,
correct.
So yeah, I think yeah, sabi mo since hindi as of this interview naka-pause muna. So pero available naman to forever itong recording na to. So if siguro mga after October 2019 kayo nakikinig, you can check out the website. The website is
paystaff.com.au.
Okay. So yeah, we were talking about yung na-build yun na community Facebook group of 15,000 members, and then sabi mo nga na you created this event for hindi lang naman for freelancers with Australian clients but freelancers or people who would like to become a freelancer and work remotely. So, can you talk about this upcoming big conference that you're hosting?
Sure. So, on September 13 and 14, Working Remote Conference is gonna happen in Taguig, in SMX Aura Premier. We are claiming to be the biggest working remote summit in the Philippines. We don't just want to capture freelancers, but those who wanted to transition from corporate jobs to a remote work. So basically, you're just changing the location of your work. We are aiming to have mommies, and because our CEO is a mom, and we are supported by Filipina home-based FH moms, Filipina home-based moms, and other communities as well. We have digital nomads coming para sa mga taong gustong mag-travel while working. And then us, the millennials and the rest of the workforce who wanted to experience how to work anywhere or how mm-hmm. to work from home. So working remote conference is not just for existing freelancers, but it is also for aspirants na gustong malaman kung paano mag-umpisa mag-work from home. So from day one to day two, full pack ito ng information about different types of freelancing jobs, you know, changing your mindset, how can you scale up kung existing freelancer ka na, paano yung psychology of charging a premium amounts. Basically, this is also have various exhibitors from travel agencies para tulungan kayo sa itinerary nyo as a digital nomad. How can you balance it working while playing? And then, we also have some VA academy, boot camps, virtual assistant exhibitors na makakatulong sa inyo. Further, after working remote conference, we have co-working space who are also supporting us, helping you to get a better lifestyle as a freelancer and a remote worker. So, there are more people who are backing us up here at Working Remote Conference. We would like to invite you, for those who are listening right now, to check out workingremote.ph to get your tickets. And si Sir Marv ay magbibigay sa inyo ng special promo.
Yes, if they stay until announce natin towards the end. So, ibabanggitin natin yan. Siguro yung question ko lang about the conference. So, this is full 2-day conference, tama. So, and as I can see, I'm on your website now. You have a mix of Pinoy freelancers na mga kaibigan natin like, of course, John Pagulayan, Neil Reichel, chatbot expert, si Nix Inigo, Jason Dulay, Mike Grogan, Julian Canita. So, what should people expect? At saka, well, nabanggit mo na yun, pero yung since I started yung freelance blend, no, parang konti pa lang yung mga events for freelancers and conferences, but itong the past few years parang dumadami na. So and I can see and feel the excitement ng mga freelancers sa mga ganitong types of events na bihira lang. So what makes working remote different from other freelancing conferences?
That's a good question, Sir Marv. I've been into several freelancing events as well and conference. And one thing that we found out, hindi lahat nag-focus doon sa mga nagta-transition. So one thing na i-cover ng working remote conference is assuring those who are really with zero knowledge to go outside working remote conference with the right mindset, how to get started. Pangalawa, equip na sila ng listahan ng mga pag-a-applyan because we have plenty of agencies coming in and backing us up. Pangatlo, they are equipped with the learnings, kung ano yung mga dapat nila matutunan na tools. This is one thing na we can actually get online, Sir Marv. It's not, hindi yun din need sa'yo. Pero kasi, when people come in together and it's all full pack, iba pa rin yung learning experience than to, you know, self-learn. Kasi somehow, kailangan may tatlo kang D eh. You have the desire, you have the determination, and you have that dedication to finish what you have started. So, with working remote conference, ibibigay yun sa kanila. Ibibigay yun sa mga tao who wanted to get started. And then, for freelancers now, I think what separates this from the rest is that different lineup ng tao. We have someone from the government. We have someone na talagang niche nila yung pag-uusapan. Hindi lang siya general talk. Pag-uusapan talaga kung paano yung journey nila dun sa certain niche na yun. Kasi when we say freelancer, it's a general term. Maganda na meron talagang experience coming from a marketer, from a chatbot expert, from a Facebook advertising expert para alam na ng mga tao saan sila maglilinya. Para alam na rin ng mga freelancer na kagaya ko na importante pala talagang mag-niche down. At kailangan mong mag-focus sa isang skill wherein you will grow more and you will find yourself for the next 5 years and 10 years, you're, boom, yun na. Ikaw na yung nasa sa tugatog ng ano ng niche na yun. So, yun po.
Yes. So, yeah, definitely yeah, 2 days to. So, I'm sure maraming matututunan ng mga magiging attendees ng working remote conference. And ngayon siguro announce na natin. So, yung mga listeners natin and viewers, kung gusto nga nila matuto, they are transitioning, they are in the corporate world, they're employees pa rin, or even entrepreneurs who would like to get another way to earn income, then since special kayo and special ang Freelance Blend listeners, si Eunice will talk about this special discount for the listeners of Freelance Blend. So, can you talk about that?
Yes, para sa ating mga blenders dyan. Nice. Ang sarap sabihin mo, no? Para sa mga blenders natin dyan. I want you to go to workingremote.ph/tickets and then click the general ticket. As you can see, nandun, ang nakalagay dun is 3,500. Pero don't worry because you're not gonna pay 3,500. You just have to click 3 person or add 3 tickets to your cart para makuha nyo ang worth 1,000 pesos per head. Which means, you're going to apply WR Blenders sa ating checkout page. So, once na-add nyo na yung WR Blenders discount code sa checkout page, and then, makukuha nyo na lang siya for 3,000 pesos for 3 person. Again, you are saving a lot of money because the original price is 3,500. I hope you guys can come and experience Working Remote Conference on September 13 and 14.
That's more than 60%, ano na ba yun, 70% discount na. So, yeah, ulitin natin. They go to workingremote.ph/ticket. Ticket lang, tickets.
Yes.
Ticket. And then
click on general ticket, which is 3,500.
3,500. And then, when you enter your information, hihingin yung email, etc., etc., when you click next yata or something, kasi tinry ko rin yan, you just enter the code. So, makikita nyo yung, basta make sure na you have at least 3, di ba?
At least three person. Kaya maghanap na kayo ng family members, friends, or colleagues sa opisina.
1,000. And that's for 2 full days. So, parang 500 per day. This is really a bargain. So, and then, yun nga, pag nandun na kayo sa, you'll see the promo or discount code, ilagay nyo lang yung WR for working remote. And then blenders, WR blenders, and then makita nyo, magko-compute yung page na yun, makikita nyo yung final amount with a discount, and then yeah, you just purchase your ticket. They can use credit card, diba? Credit card.
They can do bank transfer.
Bank transfer. And then you will receive an email after you make that payment. Papakita nyo lang yung screenshot ng payment nyo, and then you'll receive your ticket, and then we'll see each other sa September 13 to 14. Tama ba?
Tama po, Sir Marv. Super so excited akong, talaga kami.
Para akong tiga-working remote, ah. So,
kaya makabisado yun na yung process.
yeah, so again, WR Blender, sayang to. So they'll probably see this episode mga first week of September, so you have a lot of days pa to use that code. So yun nga, pero nga again, dapat minimum of 3, so make sure hanapin niyo na yung mga, or libre niyo yung mga friends niyo na gusto niyo maging freelancer like you, or even family members, kapatid na nagtatanong sa inyo, paano ba maging freelancer kagaya mo? So, kung freelancer ka, gusto mo mag-influence ng ibang tao, then this is the time. So, yeah. Before we go, Eunice, well, thank you again for joining us. Can you invite them again? And siguro yung last, before you go, ano na lang, yung sa mga a-attend, tell them how they can, kasi usually, I've been to a lot of conferences. And I know a lot of people then that who attend conferences, usually during the conference, parang napaka-high, parang oh, gusto ko na mag-freelance. And then after the conference, nawawala yung parang momentum, parang ay nalalimutan na nila. So siguro yun na lang yung pinaka-final message mo before we go. How can they, after they attend that conference, how can they pursue yung mga natutunan nila? How can they continue that and become a successful freelancer?
Right. So, to our blenders, for our aspiring freelancers and remote workers, tandaan nyo po ito, kahit saang lugar, kahit anong seminar, conference ang puntahan nyo, without applying whatever you learn, without taking an action, hindi po mangyayaring lahat ng ito. So, check yourself first. Ako ba yung klase ng tao na kapag nakarinig ako ng isang message, I'm gonna apply it in my life right away? If you're that person, then working remote conference is for you. Again, we are inviting you to working remote conference on September 13 and 14 in SMX Aura Premier. And we hope to see you there. Thank you, Sir Marv. Thank you, Freelance Blend Podcast, for having me here. And we hope to see you at working remote conference.
All right. Again, thank you very much, Eunice, our pet Punzalan. Thank you again of working remote and pay staff. Okay, so sa ating mga listeners, thank you and peace to everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.